Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to Tech Stuff. My name is Chris Paulette, and I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks.com. Sitting next to me, as usual, is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Insert coin.
Excellent. So I suppose we're talking about video games today.
Yeah, we're actually talking about a video game conference, the E3 conference in Los Angeles that will be taking place in the first week of June, 2009.
Oh, that's over with. Nobody goes to E3 anymore.
Oh, no. You're thinking of previous years where they started to tone it down and cut back, and everyone started to question whether or not it was even worth going to the conference. Well, they've decided to go back to big flashy booths and scantily clad women and
lots of fog machines.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Awesome.
So Los Angeles Convention Center, it's going to be filled with gaming geeks, including yours truly. I'll be there covering the event and updating our blogs live while I'm there.
And hopefully not falling asleep on the floor from lack of sleep.
Yeah, hopefully it will not be a repeat of my behavior at CES.
Well, this E3 thing we're talking about is the Electronics Entertainment Expo. Wait, Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yes.
Sorry.
And I do the same thing.
Yeah. I added an S. And so every year is a gathering of the entertainment elite, basically video games.
Yeah.
Well, there's some other stuff.
There's some other stuff too, yeah.
Primarily video games.
And it's an opportunity for companies to make big announcements about what they're working on, what they're going to unveil in the coming months. Usually stuff that you're going to see possibly as early as the holiday season. That's a big driver for a lot of these companies. And you know, the summer months tend to be kind of slow in the video game industry. So it's one of those things that helps propel it through the summer months as well.
You got to generate your hype, you know, otherwise you don't get the sales come October, November, and December.
So, you know, these companies are marketing stuff essentially to store owners, things like that, and just trying to get some excitement behind the products that they've been working on. This is usually also when in the United States, you'll hear announcements about new hardware coming out, new consoles, that kind of thing.
If there are any.
If there are any.
It's been a while since we've heard anything.
Well, we thought what we would do is make a few little, you know, predictions about what we think will go down at this year's E3.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out while doing research for this article that as soon as I wrote something down and went to a different site, the next site said, oh, that's never going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And they all went in a big circle. So, you know, your mileage may vary. Some restrictions apply.
Well, see, that's the thing. These are predictions.
That's right.
They don't have to come true.
That's
right. It's just what, you know, we're looking at the state of how things are right now and making some best guesses at what these companies are going to do when E3 rolls around.
So please, no wagering.
Right. Yeah. Don't bet the farm based upon what Paulette and I say, because you'll be searching for cows for the next few years.
Excellent. So where do you want to start?
Nintendo.
All right.
All right. So Nintendo.
The Wii 2?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
That's
getting all exciting. I do not think there will be an announcement of a new console from Nintendo. They have not. I mean, first of all, the Wii still going strong.
Oh, yeah.
Still really hard to find. Really much in demand.
Although it's much better than it had been.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not as bad as the first full year of the Wii being out.
Now, video game sales were slow the first part of the year. January
yes.
through March, so maybe that's helping out a little bit too with that availability.
And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see more games and devices take advantage of interoperability between the Wii and the DSi.
Oh yeah, the DSi. Speaking of new consoles, it's a different version of the DS that has a couple cameras in it.
Yeah, and the DSi, of course, is one of the DS and DSi. They account for like I think that's the top selling console. Period.
Yes.
So we're talking about a handheld device. So yes, this is leaving every other console in the dust.
Yep.
And, so it makes sense to tie that into the Wii, which is another very popular console. It's the most popular console.
Yeah. The one that you hook up to your TV.
Yeah. So I'm expecting to see a lot more interoperability between the two. I can give you want to guess which title I think is going to be announced. It's one that Nintendo is famous for, not Mario, not Zelda, although I do think a new Zelda game's going to be announced, but a different one, and you have to catch them all.
Oh no, not another Pokemon title.
Are you kidding me? Of course a Pokemon title. Those things sell like crazy, and the interoperability between the Wii and the DSi.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee it. I am almost certain that we're going to see a Pokemon game,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that it's going to be a DSi game. Possibly also some other ones that capitalize on other popular properties like Mario and Zelda. I do think we're going to see an actual Zelda Wii game, a new Zelda one. That got a lot of excitement when the Wii first came out, if you
mm-hmm,
recall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see another one of those. Motion Plus. You remember, have you heard of Motion Plus, the dongle that you plug into the bottom of the Wiimote so that it makes it more accurate?
Please don't say dongle. I hate that word.
The device you plug into the bottom of the Wiimote so it makes it more accurate.
Yeah, there's a little plug-in that goes in the back end, the end that you hold in your hand.
You stick the dongle in the back end. Okay, so anyway, once you've done dongling your Wiimote, it makes it increases the functionality. It makes it more accurate, more precise.
Right.
And so you can do a lot more cool motion things with your Wiimote than you could previously, and lets you create even more deep games. Well, I think we've seen it in action. I think they're going to announce, Nintendo will announce, that the Motion Plus technology will be built into Wiimotes starting, I'm going to say, this holiday season.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
So yeah, I'm saying that's an upgrade to hardware. It'll be a hardware upgrade where you can, when you buy a Wiimote anytime after the holiday season moving forward, it's going to have the Motion Plus built in. Or at least you can buy a version that has Motion Plus built in. They may offer both because who knows? They might say one's the lower priced version.
I've got a question that'll make you laugh.
All right.
You think they'll announce a price drop?
The Wii?
Yes.
They don't need to. No, I don't think so.
No.
It would surprise me. That there's no need to.
No.
The demand is still so high. I can't see why they would. I mean, they could, but if you're already at the point where you still have people going into stores and say, call me when you get one in, you don't need to drop the price.
No.
And I think we're going to see some more channels on the Wii channels.
Yeah.
You know, when you turn your Wii on, you can look at the different channels on there. I think we're going to see some DSi stuff, maybe some stuff for kids. I think it's just going to be, you know, they're going to add more functionality to that because that's one of those things that helps set it apart from the other consoles.
So you don't think anything groundbreaking coming out of the Nintendo camp this year?
I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see any, you know, I definitely don't think we're going to see another,
like a brand new console.
Tell you, here's what I think we might see that not really groundbreaking, but will excite Nintendo fans. Kid Icarus.
Really?
I think we're going to get a new Kid Icarus game.
All right.
And Kid Icarus was one of those titles from the old Nintendo systems that hardcore gamers will still, you know, triumph to their dying breath. It was a great game. And so I think we're going to see that.
Okay, then.
So that's what I have for Nintendo. You want to move on to Sony?
Yes, I wanted to talk about Sony because if anybody needs a really good E3, it's Sony.
No joke.
You know, I am a Wii owner, but I do have a PlayStation 2, which also just went through a price drop to just under $100.
Right.
A lot of people think that E3 is when Sony's finally going to cave and drop the price of the PlayStation 3 again. I think that's probably a reasonably safe bet.
I agree.
The big news that everybody else seems to be really hoping for is the new PlayStation Portable.
Yes, an update to PSP. So either an upgrade or a brand new handheld device, maybe the PSP 2.
Or a PSP Go, I've seen it called.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently there was another device that they made called the Milo 2. Maybe they're even still making it, but it didn't do very well. It's basically essentially like an iPod Touch. It's got the functionality, you know, where it can get online and do things that way, but it can't go online via a cell phone network or Bluetooth. So it's really limited in its capacity, but it's about the size of a PlayStation Portable, and people are saying maybe some of that technology might be baked in to help out its online capability. They say if there is a new PlayStation Portable, there won't be a UMD involved, the Universal Media Disc. So you wanted to deal with that itty bitty sliver of the electronic store that's stocking titles for UMDs anymore,
right?
So let's see, what else can I say about that? It should have 8 to 16 gigabytes of memory if it actually is announced. There's a possibility that Gran Turismo Mobile will finally be released.
That's been in development for 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Almost as long as we'll talk about that.
Nowhere near as long as that. Less than half the – all right, we'll get to it.
I know. But this new PlayStation Portable should slide open so that you can get to the controls. Be very, very cell phone-like.
Cool.
And that might be a nice sort of bridge between the gamer and, you know, being able to text your friends and do all that kind of stuff. And there are new titles coming out. Rock Band and Soul Calibur and Little Big Planet.
Oh, Soul Calibur.
All of those for the PlayStation Portable.
Love that game.
So, you know, there's those things are while the PlayStation Portable, the new one, is sort of iffy.
Yeah.
Some people really think it's going to come out and other people think it's going to be, another few years. You know, the new games, there are definitely going to be some hot new titles announced. And Sony says that they've got 50% or more of their catalog for the year that they still haven't announced what it is yet.
That's pretty cool.
So they're hoping for the big news.
I have a feeling that I'm going to be spending a lot of time with Sony while I'm up there. What about Home? You think we're going to see some new Home stuff?
Sony Home. I haven't heard anything about Home in so long.
It's in beta. It entered beta in December.
Home goes in and it doesn't come out.
Maybe it'll be the Google of the console world where everything Google puts out is in beta perpetually.
Well, that's possible.
I think we'll probably hear something more about Home, maybe some new features that they're going to incorporate into it or expand Home's usefulness, which you could argue doesn't even exist yet since it's still in beta and you hardly hear anything about it. And this was, of course, something that's been in development for years and years. And so, you know, some people question whether or not it'll ever really hit the public. Yeah. Whether or not there'll be a release candidate for Home. But I think we'll see something about that. And also, Sony recently, I don't know if you know this, has been showcasing some 3D compatible games.
That's true. I've heard that there is a possibility that the first 3D games are going to be announced at E3.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That sort of seems like it's a middling bet. Like people wouldn't be surprised, but they are really not counting on it either.
I actually, you know what, considering what I saw at CES this year, where I saw all that 3D technology and the huge emphasis on 3D, mm-hmm. including within the Sony booth, mm-hmm. I will go on record and say I will be shocked if I do not see at least a sizable 3D presence there. I mean, I'm thinking that now's the time when they're going to try and jump on that because, you know, the buzz at CES was so big about the 3D stuff, but you know, it's like one of those cool technologies you hear about, but you know, you actually question like, are we ever going to see this?
Yeah.
They need to strike now before people forget about it entirely and just say, oh, well, that was a cool idea, but nothing ever came of it.
Well, the PlayStation is a very advanced machine, graphically speaking, and it really does work better on high definition sets than it does on standard definition. So it makes sense that they would try to grab that market. Yep. So let's see what, you know, we'll see what they do.
Well, I also think we're going to see some more stuff of God of War.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the more popular titles. Ratchet and Clank, I think we're going to see something about that. Final Fantasy 13, which I think we'll also see for Microsoft. But, and Gran Turismo 5, which we've been waiting for a while.
For a long time.
PS3, yeah. Yep. I think we're going to see more about all of that. Do you have anything else about Sony?
I don't have any more Sony.
You want to move on to the Xbox?
Sure.
360?
Yeah, I've heard that Microsoft has some big stuff planned, and they really haven't said much more than that.
Yeah. I know that Rare is going to announce a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what it's going to be yet, but I do know also that Rare was behind the design for the Avatars. Mm-hmm. On the Xbox 360, which
right.
very much like Sony Home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Miis on the Wii. So here's a guess. Since they're behind the Avatar stuff, and because, you know, the whole social networking thing is still huge, I'm guessing that the game they announce is somehow going to relate back to the Avatars.
Okay.
So it'll probably be, I'm guessing, some sort of party game, you know, maybe something that's family friendly. A lot of people can play all at once. You can maybe even play against other people who are networked to you on the internet and then uses your avatars as your character. I'm guessing that's just a wild guess. I mean, they could come out and have something totally different that has nothing to do with avatars whatsoever. But based upon their involvement in the Avatar project, I'm going with that.
You know what? I would agree with you. And I think that some of the information that I pulled up sort of suggests that might be a direction that they might be actually thinking about Nintendo more than they are about Sony.
Sure.
Because because
Home's still not out.
Well, but, you know, the Xbox 360, in my opinion, is more of a hardcore gamer console.
Sure.
Than it is a family-friendly console.
Oh,
not that there aren't family-friendly titles out there. But I mean, there are not lots of Viva Pinatas on their list. But I hear that they might just be coming out with a motion controller.
Oh yeah, well I mean, there have been talks about Xbox and the motion controller because there were already accusations that they were essentially copying Nintendo with the Wiimote functionality. But yeah, I think if they're going to unveil it, it's going to be at this E3.
Well, the thing is, they've actually licensed some of the technology
right
already, so it wouldn't be much of a stretch. And rumor has it that part of the reason that Bungie was unhappy with Microsoft is that Microsoft wanted Bungie to put in some remote functionality for Halo 3, and they balked at that idea.
Yeah.
So they, you know, it sounds like they're going to do it. It's just a matter of when and how.
Agreed.
So that would add some serious functionality to the Xbox 360, because you'd think, well, you know, there are plenty of them on store shelves. They haven't really changed in technology for a long time. You know, what else can they do with the machine? This would add something to it. Maybe give people reason to buy the console again.
So do you, since you mentioned Halo.
Yes.
You think there's going to be any word about Halo 4?
Well, I don't know about Halo 4, but there is an add-on pack, I understand.
Sure.
And I'm not much of a Halo nut, but I was actually surprised to see that Bungie was working on it.
Why are you sided with the Covenant?
Not and as the far flood? As you know.
I think any mention of Halo 4, first of all, I think if there is mention of Halo 4, it's, first of all, you got to understand, it's not necessarily Bungie that would be doing it.
True. Because now they've parted ways with Microsoft. Bungie can do other things.
Right. And I think Microsoft bought the rights to the Halo stuff. I know that there are other developers who are creating Halo games. So there's still the chance that we'll see something about a Halo 4. I haven't heard any rumors about that one way or the other. I would think that if there is a project, we will hear about it at E3, because Halo is one of those big name titles that always gets lots and lots of attention. And of course, that's the whole reason to attend E3 in the first place, is you want to get lots and lots of attention.
Right.
So if they have anything, I guarantee you we'll see it at E3.
I think if anybody's going to stand out this year, sorry, Sony, it's going to be Microsoft.
Yeah.
Because I was reading a quote from Don Matrick, who's the Microsoft Senior VP for Interactive Entertainment Business. And he said that they're going to kick off E3 in blockbuster style. They actually had their big announcements scheduled for June 1st instead of June 2nd. And I think they're going to lead. They're going to take the lead then and just never look back, because, I think they're going to have some big announcements. And they said that they're not even going to shy away from making some, future prognostication, if you will. They're not just going to keep it the stuff that's coming out this year, which means I think that you may hear something about the next generation Xbox at this point.
So you're thinking 720.
Yeah. I don't think this
is the year for that.
You don't think that they'll even say that they're going to have something?
No. Don't think so. So we'll see. And I'll blog about it. And if it happens, I'll lie. And if it doesn't happen, I'll champion the fact that I got it right. No, I will come clean. If I am wrong, I will definitely admit it.
Okay.
I think we're going to see some interesting titles from them. I think we'll hear about a Metal Gear Solid title from Microsoft. That's a biggie. You know, anytime you're going to talk about game titles that traditionally belong to a different system, that's always going to be a big thing, which is why I think the Final Fantasy 13, I mean, Microsoft's going to have to make a big deal of that too.
Sure.
Have you heard about the game Alan Wake?
I've heard a little bit about it. I know that they're supposed to be showing it off.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that in action. I've seen the previews, and it looks really interesting. It's a psychological action thriller, and you play the part of a writer who goes to this little town, and then he's written a thriller novel that he has no memory of, and then he sees events unfold that happened in the novel.
Uh-huh.
So it's as if he's somehow predicted what's happening right then and there, and yet he can't remember writing the book in the first place.
Wow.
And looks pretty intense. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm thinking there might be another Splinter Cell game shown off there. I'm a big Splinter Cell fan. I haven't played the last one, but I've always enjoyed those games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not terribly skilled, but I do enjoy playing them.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? Gears of War 3, maybe? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little soon. Gears of War 2 has not been out that long. But then, so you've got, you got to weigh it. Like, does it steal any thunder to announce it early? Or will it coast on the popularity of the Gears of War 2 and then just help them propel that forward, keep the momentum going? I don't know. We'll probably see something, maybe a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I have for Microsoft. Do you have anything else for Microsoft?
Not for Microsoft. There are some other companies, of course, going to be there, like developers, who had been shying away from E3 for the last couple of years.
Yep.
Id Software is going to be there, even though they're no longer part of the association. They're going to be showing off Wolfenstein, which is kind of interesting.
One of my favorite games back in the old Wolfenstein 3D game, mm-hmm. the original one, not the remake they did.
Yeah, yeah. And but there are still some big names who aren't going to be there, like NCSoft, the massively multiplayer online game giant, and sadly, Midway had to pull out.
Also went bankrupt.
Because they don't have the money to go, I guess. And that's sad. You know, they've, over the years, had some awesome stuff.
Well,
but they can't show up. But I tell you who will show up.
Who's that?
And I think this is a segue into our next point. Sega's going to be there.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. Yeah, okay, so we wanted to talk a little bit about things that may not happen, but we hope happen. Like, not just, these aren't really so much predictions as they are wishful thinking.
Yep.
So go ahead. Drop one on me. I'm thinking that's the Sega one.
Yeah, it is a Sega one. And you know what? The reason I hold out hope for this is in that other people talk about it all the time. Sega still has tons of fans who would like them to get back into the console business.
Yes.
And they've had some pretty successful games for the Wii. You know, in their partnership with Nintendo. And I would like them to come out with a brand new console and get back into the competition. I mean, Sony's down. So, you know, they could possibly take a shot at their old rival. And, you know, I don't know if they would still be able to do that and create games for the other consoles. But you never know. I don't know that you could completely count it out. Of course, now may not be the best time with the financial market being
right.
Like.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see it. Let's say that.
Okay. Are we just going to limit ourselves to one, or do you have more?
I came up with another one as we were talking.
All right, go ahead.
Speaking of the Wii.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see?
What's that?
A wireless nunchuck.
That's a good point. Yeah, that would be nice.
I like the, you know, the two-handed games, but you have that tether in between them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of easy to get hung up on the cord.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it would be nice to see a wireless nunchuck. I don't think they're going to say anything about it, at least not anytime soon, like not at E3. But
well,
it would be nice.
For me, the one thing I would love to see that I know is not going to happen, but I would love to see it.
Uh-oh.
Monkey Island 5. Please, LucasArts, please. Or Grim Fandango 2.
Oh, yeah.
Either one of those. Actually, both of the Grim Fandango game and the Monkey Island games were some of my favorite adventure games. Now, adventure games in general have really kind of tanked. They just don't really, aren't that many left anymore.
You don't see IDOS coming out with Tomb Raider 23.
Actually, there's a new Tomb Raider game being made.
Seriously? But,
yes.
What's an adventure game?
But it's an adventure. It's not, it's an arcade adventure game.
Okay.
The Monkey Island and the Fandango series are more, you know, your point and click adventure games.
Okay.
So like your old King's Quest games and things like that.
All
except,
right.
You know, kind of, you know, prettied up a little bit more and with a real funny sense of humor. So I would love to see that. So that's my wish. I had another one, like I would love to see more of the KOTOR stuff, that's Knights of the Old Republic. I loved both of those games, even with their flaws. That was the Star Wars games set in the ancient period before even the prequels that never existed. I have to deny it or else I go crazy. So I'm hoping to see something about that too.
I noticed that you didn't mention the one title we said we were going to get back to.
What was that? Oh, right.
And this,
oh,
gosh. This is the quintessential proclamation.
The
or the
game that's 12, maybe 13 years in the making now. Yeah, I expect to see something about Duke Nukem Forever. All right. So Duke Nukem Forever, which has been in development for more than a decade. Hope to see something about it. All right. That's it.
All right.
I'm done.
So you're not going to say yes or no?
I'm sure I'll see something about it because they have to keep that, you know, that dead horse has not been beaten enough as it is.
Okay.
All right. All done.
Good.
I don't have any listener mail for this one.
All right, then.
So we're going to conclude this. I'm getting a lot of listener mail, and a lot of them are questions that are going to lead into other episodes, that's great. I just don't have the time to read one out and go into the answers because most of them are, you know, require maybe a 5 or 6 minute long answer in the first place.
Right.
But if you have a question, please send it in. TechStuff@HowStuffWorks.com. We'll be glad to answer it. We're gathering up several small questions into larger episodes. We love to do that. So please keep sending them in. We're going to get to them eventually. And if you want to learn more about video games, there's some great content on HowStuffWorks.com. And we will talk to you again really soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the new TechStuff blog, now on the HowStuffWorks homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.